This is KCRW. I'm Jonathan Bastian. As Veterans Day approaches, a report commissioned by the Santa Barbara Foundation shines a light on the county's military population. The study took 4 months to complete. It's the first comprehensive look at not only who Santa Barbara's veterans are, but the issues they face in terms of housing, education, health, and wellness. Philip Carter co-wrote the report along with his colleague, Nancy Burglass. He's a senior fellow and director of the Military Veterans and Society Program at the Center for a New American Security in Washington, D.C. Philip, thanks for your time.
Thank you for having me.
So let's get down to it here. Who are Santa Barbara's veterans? And I mean, how many are there out there?
There are approximately 23,000 veterans who live in Santa Barbara County, which is a medium-sized population, but it is one that is getting smaller as veterans from World War II, Korea, and Vietnam pass on, and they are not being replaced in as large of numbers by veterans of today's wars and today's military.
Mm-hmm. And in terms of just age or race, income, or some of the other categories you look at, I mean, what stood out to you? Who kind of makes up this population?
What stood out about Santa Barbara's veterans is that on the whole, they do quite well. The economy of the area, the demographics of the area, and some other data suggest that most of Santa Barbara's veterans move back to the area because they're from Santa Barbara or they move there for a job and then excel. The age and race data suggest that Santa Barbara's veterans are slightly older than the county as a whole and also slightly less diverse than the county or the state as a whole, too.
Well, so what are some of the problems that these veterans are facing? What are some of the major issues that you're seeing in specifically within this population here in Santa Barbara?
Access to quality health care, including the VA, and access to affordable housing, which for a smaller subset of veterans means housing at all for those veterans who are still on the street. There are structural challenges facing veterans in Santa Barbara because of the VA's footprint. It's got one clinic in South Santa Barbara near Goleta and one clinic in the north in Santa Maria. And these clinics are doing their best, and they're widely appreciated within the community, but they only provide primary care and a little bit of mental health care. For anything more, veterans have to make the trek south to the VA's big hospitals in Los Angeles, and that can sometimes be, you know, a 2 or 3 hour drive each way. And if you're on the van, the VA van service that they provide, you know, that could be an entire day just for one appointment. The Los Angeles facilities have the largest veterans population in the country to take care of, too. Los Angeles County leads the country in terms of the number of veterans. And so it's not as if they have a ton of excess capacity that they can open up to all of the other veterans in Southern California who rely on those facilities.
Right. Now, the second point you made was the cost of housing. Anybody that lives here will say it's insane. It's very difficult for anybody in, you know, in the middle class or lower or even upper middle class to kind of get by, specifically in the Santa Barbara area. And maybe there are some areas of the county which are a little more affordable. But to go a little further into your point, I mean, this is one of the major issues that veterans are just, they just can't afford to live here.
That's right. And veterans are people, too. They face the same issues as the rest of middle class America, the same issues as the rest of Americans do. This one can hit parts of the vets community harder, though. And in particular, it hits the part of the veterans community that's struggling with homelessness the hardest. There simply isn't enough housing for all of those on the streets to find their way into transient housing or permanent supportive housing or some other option that gets them off the streets. And Santa Barbara's got a terrific community that is focused on homelessness, but it is difficult for them to meet all the demand that they see on the streets because it's hard to build new housing, it's hard to get apartments that accept vouchers from the federal government, and it's hard to deliver supportive services effectively in the area when you don't have the facilities you need to do so.
Does a veteran get like a housing stipend or do they receive some type of cash, like a retirement package that would even make living here possible for a number of them?
Most veterans do not earn a retirement. The Defense Department pays a retirement pension to those who serve more than 20 years on active duty. The VA runs a very large disability compensation program. For those veterans that find themselves on the street, the VA runs a number of programs. They're eligible for vouchers that are paid for by the VA and the Department of Housing and Urban Development. But those vouchers don't always go far in a high-cost area like Santa Barbara. Not all landlords take them. So there's a real limit to how well the federal government's programs work in a place like Santa Barbara where the cost of housing is so high and it is so scarce.
Just for my own knowledge here, I mean, let's say you serve one tour in Afghanistan and then you come home and you decide that you no longer want to be part of the Army or the Marines or whatever. You don't receive anything after that financially from the Army?
That's correct. And, you know, that's a situation similar to what I faced coming out of the Army. I got out after 9 years, including one tour in Iraq, and I was eligible for certain benefits like VA health care or the post 9/11 GI Bill, but I had not earned a pension because I hadn't served long enough. And the only way that I would get some sort of a continuing payment from the VA would be as if I were disabled.
From some of the interviews you conducted and the people that you met, I mean, were there any stories or was there any single person that kind of stuck out in your mind?
We met a number of really impressive people. There was one group of individuals who run a new veterans group called the Fellowship of Brotherhood in Santa Barbara. And they essentially came together on their own initiative to support veterans in need and help them through various challenges in their life, whether it was getting back on their feet financially or finding housing or getting access to mental health care. And really what they do is just help someone out, make calls for them, advocate for them, help them navigate the system. Sometimes all these government support programs can be incredibly complex and Byzantine for someone to navigate, and this group helps veterans in need navigate that system in an effective way. The spirit of volunteerism and the ethos of never leaving a fallen comrade behind was really strong in that group.
Well, you've done similar studies in Dallas and Pittsburgh and other places like that. And just when you try to put Santa Barbara into a greater perspective, how does it kind of shake down here?
The demographics are a big difference. Santa Barbara's veterans community is important and substantial, but it is a relatively small community relative to other areas. And that drives the way the VA sees the area
right.
and its approach. They're not going to put more facilities in Santa Barbara. They may contract for more care, but they're likely not going to build another clinic. The economy of the area is good, but the cost of living is high as well. And so even if someone can get a job easily, that doesn't necessarily mean their problems are solved. And that makes Santa Barbara different from places like Dallas or Pittsburgh or Baltimore, where we've looked at veterans and the economy may be pretty good in those places too. But if someone gets a job in those places, then they can effectively take care of themselves. In Santa Barbara, that may not be the end of the story.
Philip Carter is a senior fellow and director of Military Veterans and Society Program at the Center for a New American Security in Washington, D.C. Thanks for your time today.
Thank you very much for having me.